Leanna Hamlin is kindly with us for a kōrero. Leanna is from Kahungunu and Tūrongo Mai Wahine. She hails from the Mahia Peninsula. And she's regarded as something of a kite champion in the Manawatū, where she works for the Manawatū Food Action Kaupapa. And it's great to have a kōrero with you, Leanna. Tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Oh, kia ora, Dale morena.
I've got a picture of you surrounded by surrounded by silver beet and rhubarb. And it looks pretty deadly too. Kia ora to you. How do you react when people call you a kite champion?
You know, Dale, it's just kind of normal for myself and you know, colleagues and friends and whānau now. So it's more so a way of life. So yeah, when people kind of you know, categorise us as kite champions, it's, for us, it's just the new norm. Yeah.
Just the norm. We have healthy kai right at our fingertips. It takes a bit of work, of course it does, but there's nothing quite like fresh kai from the mara. You'd be a big advocate for eating what you grow. So talk with us about the Manawatū Food Action Rōpū. What's your sort of kaupapa and goals?
Pretty much our kaupapa is a collective group of people that mahi within Palmerston North, and so our main strategy is kai resilience, kai sovereignty. So what we do is that we focus on helping whānau, and we've also started helping smaller daycares as well, kōhangas, and also some kura. And so what we do is we go in and we support them in their, you know, early stages towards food sovereignty. So, and what that means is that we help in regards with soil, compost boxes, also worm farms, garden beds and plants. And so we do have a lot of support in regards to that from certain businesses around town, and also we purely run off our funding as well. So yeah, it's a beautiful kaupapa. We definitely are making a huge impact, and we also support other kaupapa around town, like growing gardens and communities. And so yeah, that's pretty much my mahi. We go in once a week with our growing gardens and communities, and we normally give a couple whānau a week mara kai and also fruit trees to get them on their way. So yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Tēnā koe. Talk with us about a whānau, a young whānau, perhaps even an older koro or kaumātua that you've helped out here, because for our old people, I mean, establishing raised beds or getting the mix right, the soil componentry right, you know, it can be difficult. So if someone can come along and help them, it could have long-lasting effects. What are some of the reactions from those you've been working with as a snapshot of the mahi?
Oh, look, Dale, honestly, like being boots on the ground, it's so evident that there's so many people struggling in 2023, which is just absolutely mind-boggling. And just the last couple of weeks, I've been into, you know, kaumātua's homes, and one just recently had a heart surgery. You know, another had a hip replacement she received. And then, you know, last week we also did a young solo papa who's just had a double knee reconstruction. So it's definitely, like, the demand is there, and it's so much appreciative from our clients who receive this help. Yeah, and also not just help, we give them ongoing tautoko as well, education, knowledge, follow-up, and just really just kind of bringing that community spirit back into Palmerston North. Yeah.
What would you say of fresh kai as rongoā Māori?
Yes, so we do actually have a couple of our whānau who are more enthusiastic about our rongoā Māori. So we also, in collaboration, you know, we know a lot of people around town. We know certain kaupapa. We have connections here and there. So while we do discuss these type of things and try and get our seedlings, and we manage to attend something called Plumy Crop Swap once a month where we can trade off these things, we also do direct them to other kaupapa as well. So Wakahurea, a lovely wahine called Shienga, She runs something in terms of Rongoā Māori and Vanessa Pōkai. So I do tend to help whānau connect them into certain other aspects of our kai sovereignty, you know, Rongoā Māori, you know, also hunting and fishing, etc. So it doesn't stop within our Māori kai tautoko, yeah.
You grew up, the Kolo, who was a gardening man. Can you tell us a bit about him, what you witnessed growing up and what ultimately you learnt from him?
Yeah, so my koro is the one who hailed from Mahia, very quiet, humble man, and, you know, I just always used to be that tamariki in the gardens eating his strawberries, you know, and we'd always go white baiting and fishing with him, and so really when you grow up with that, it kind of is just instilled into you as a young person. Yeah, and it wasn't really until I became, you know, more so an early adult that I kind of thought, hey, you know, I can actually do this myself. So that's just where it came from, and I'm just so, so thankful that I had him to kind of instill that knowledge into me, even if at the time I didn't think, you know, I was learning. It was just so normalised for us that it was just instilled naturally, yeah.
Well, look, your mahi hasn't gone unnoticed, I'm pleased to say, Liana. Liana was nominated by her region for this year's New Zealander of the Year Award. So it's great that you've been able to champion food sovereignty in this way. Just a couple of points. As we get older, bending down to ground level to garden can be problematic for hips and knees in particular. So raised gardens for our old people. If you're listening today and you've got, you know, an old uncle or auntie who like to eat fresh kai, then you might like to help by establishing raised gardens there. It's a lovely touch as we get older, ne?
Absolutely. Definitely
have
to save the knees in the back. And currently we're working in partnership with our Kāinga Ora and UCOL. The UCOL students have just created some beautiful raised planter boxes that I just picked up last week also, and so we'll be delivering those out to Kāinga Ora clients next year. So, yeah, it's definitely a beautiful thing when we're able to help, you know, provide those for the people that really need them, yeah.
I take my hat off to you and the mahi that you've been doing, and congratulations with the community acknowledging you as a food champion. Let's be mindful that they're great gifts to give. You don't have to put them under a tree. What about a tree for Christmas? A fruit tree, a gift that keeps giving, eh?
Yeah, so that's what we're doing this year, is we're gifting seedlings and some fruit trees just on our personal, me and my tamariki. In our personal lives, that's what we're doing. We're going to give gifts that keep on giving, yeah.
I got a photo of my sweetheart with two or three big silver beet leaves, almost half the size of her body. And, and we just whacked them in with a bit of lemon and garlic, some potatoes, and chopped up silver beet. Oh,
here they
beautiful.
Are. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. The family silver. We've got no family silver, but we have got silver beet, so that'll have to do us today. Happy Christmas to you, sis. Thanks very much, Leanne. Keep up the good work.
Happy holidays.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for sharing some time with us.
You're welcome.
Ngā mihi tohine. Thank you so much. Leanne Hamlin, kai champion in the Manawa too. We can all be kai champions too. Get out and plant a garden. Rangita Wairiri's going home now. He's got a spade and a shovel. He's going to dig his mum a garden and bury the fish heads before he puts the tomato plants in.
Absolutely, but you forget to say those killer shells too, ne?
Don't discard the killer shells, Rangi. Hey, nice talking with you, Leanna. Have a great summer.
You too.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, sis. Thanks so much. It's Wātea News Time.